Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Eric. That felt like two very different Manchester United performances in the first half and the second half. What changed at half time? What changed in the second half? Think about that improvement.
No, I think only details. And I think the most important was that we, in decisive moments, first half, we lost it, the duels and our indecision making. In the half spaces, we were not quick enough thinking. And well, we encourage the team in halftime that you have to win those duels because it will be decisive. The moment you win those duels, especially if you can then make a change to the far side half space, and then you have greater overload on the back line and you will create. And first half already, was this the case? So we didn't take advantage from it, but second half we did. And yeah, we needed the moment in the game to punish a mistake of Liverpool, but that got us back in the game. So,
Eric, could you just talk us through the performances of Kambuala and also Kobbie Mainoo with his goal? We're used to him playing well now, but that goal was excellent. But you put a young lad right in the middle of your defence today.
Yeah, first to that goal was a very good team goal. It was actually also a goal from out of the game plan. So very proud that the team could transfer this in the way we did to get the ball into the far side half space and then get the switch. And then that finish was brilliant. I think everyone has seen. And then, yeah, the decision, if all soldiers die, and then Neil has to come in. And really already a long time is training with us. He also started the game against West Ham United, where he did also very good. But yeah, his progress is amazing, I would say, during training. And yeah, we didn't have any doubts. We could also have chosen, for instance, bring Casemiro down and bring another midfield in, but we were convinced he could do the job. And yeah, he has done brilliant. So very happy, pleased with his performance. And this is another signal and a message for the future for Manchester United, that this team had a squad, a high potential. And if we get more players available, and especially in the backline, where we have, I think, 27 different organizations during the season, and then yeah, the future will be very good.
How are Varane and Evans?
Pardon?
How are Varane and Evans?
I don't think at the short notice they will return.
Richard.
Hi, Eric. I'm just going to explain the decision to take off Alejandro Garnacho for Sofiane Amrabat.
To explain? Yeah. First, today Alejandro wasn't his game. He wasn't that, I would say, that fresh as he can usually be, where he also had some decisive moments in games. He was tired, absolutely. And then we are winning in that moment in the game. We had problems. They went more offensive. They subbed in that period. And to bring more control in the center of the midfield, bringing their Sufyan Amrabat.
Carl.
This is another game against Liverpool with a lot of transitions. Is the idea when everyone is back, everyone is fit, you'll be better at these transitions, or is there ever an intention to change and move to a different side?
No. it's clear when you play Chelsea, when you play Liverpool, that will be a transition game because they are top in it, and both teams. And both teams also want to play, and they leave space for counters. And I thought there were moments where we could have done better reactions in the transitions, defense transitions. But in general, we did very good. We conceded only goals from two set plays. And in our transition, we could have done even better. For instance, there's Garnacho with Bruno. So I don't know if the pass had to come earlier or the timing from the run was too quick. And then already after a couple of minutes, we should have taken the lead.
You say better reaction on the defence transition. Is that to your shape or is that to win the ball back? Is there anything particular that you're looking to improve?
Oh, I look always for better rest defense. There's one point. Second, are the decisions on the ball better? Go for goal, be directly for making a goal or keeping the ball. Otherwise, you stretch the pitch, and then it's about once we lose the ball, looking for the reactions and the behavior of the players. In what positions do they take?
Last question, James.
Eric, that's three games on the run now where you've given up the lead late on in the game. What do you think the reason is for this? Is it concentration, bad decision making?
First of all, it's very disappointing when you put yourself three times in a week in a winning position just before the end of the game. But then, drop points is very disappointing. And of course, we are all seen. And there are some poor decisions. I would say all the three games were poor decisions and not every time the same player, but we have to step up. But what definitely was not helping is that we have 27 different shapes in the back line. So there are simply not the routines are there. And but still, we have to improve and we have to get this in. And the sooner the better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.